Thank you, Kat. Very quickly, we've heard from Berrigan Betts in Second Life, who was listening to the story we did on people smelling human tears. I'm just looking at Sharni Gelstein's paper in Science Now, because his question is, did the subjects know it was tears they were sniffing? And it says here, 24 men first sniffed a jar containing a compound, which was either fresh tears or saline, which was collected from the donor women. And then later on, they said to keep them smelling the subjects, the substance during the study, the compounds were deposited onto a pad, pasted onto the subject's upper lip directly under his nostrils. So the subjects were blind to what they were actually smelling. They didn't know it was tears. They just knew that they were being asked to smell something.